It was actually my senior year of high school. I signed my national letter of intent in a sling. So ISU got the better deal out of this, by the way. I fought through my first year. I ended up having, it was supposed to be this revolutionary new surgery that would fix everything, and it just didn't. So I ended up having nagging problems, got through a year there as a redshirt, and then had another shoulder surgery, and it just never got better. And by the time I was a sophomore, the trainers and the doctors just kind of told me, hey, you need to set this aside. I was never going to be able to throw competitively again. So
that must have been hard for you.
It was.
I mean, geez, you're an athlete. You've done this all your life, ever since you're probably 5, 6 years old, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was certainly a crisis of identity, and plus, you're 19 years old at the time, and in a new town, and that was a crunch in terms of existentially speaking.
Yeah.
For the time.
So, but you made a left-hand turn.
I did.
You entered in music, professionally.
I did, and what I ended up doing, much to my dad's chagrin, is after a few years, because they honored my scholarship, I could have graduated from NIU for free.
Really?
Yeah, but again, as a young kid and just thinking you need to change and do different things, I ended up transferring after 3 years to a small school in Indiana, and in order to graduate there, my last semester, I had to take a music course, and so. I took Intro to Guitar and just instantly started writing. I tell people, kind of tongue-in-cheek, I always say that I had to figure out another way for people to pay attention to me.
I was going to ask you about that. That was down the road. I said, you're a football guy, and now you're on stage playing music,
right.
And in some way,
a little bit in
the stage has been...
Attention hog, yeah.
Well, that's something, maybe a need that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. We're talking with Joe Stamm. He's from Metamora. He's got a great band called the Joe Stamm Band. Mm-hmm. And you've got an EP out.
Yeah.
And let's get into that a little bit.
Sure.
You open the EP with, Loud and Proud. You're from Central Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to breathe that autumn air. Comes around this time of year in Central Illinois. I'm a Woodford County boy, but I'm stuck down in Laredo, border town, slash hole.
Most people who write music or in music, certainly where they're from, informs what they're doing, especially when you're relatively new.
Right.
How so for you in Central Illinois and Metamora?
Yeah, I think a sense of place and a sense of home has always been very important to me. I've spent most of my life, all of my life in the Midwest, most of my life in Central Illinois. Outside of some time, like I said, in DeKalb, Illinois, and then in Indiana, and then I lived in the suburbs for Chicago for a few years, but returned back here in 2009 and have been here ever since. At least this is where I operate out of. And I guess those fields and fentros and those creek bottoms is kind of where I grew up. And that imagery and that nostalgia of the small town that I grew up in, and even, where I live now, out in the middle of nowhere, kind of close to the Illinois River, north of Metamora, it's just such an important sense of place for me, and it's such an important element of my identity. And I think everybody's initial reaction, and I get this all the time, well, are you going to move to Nashville? And I would just like to avoid that as much as possible. It's just because... I don't know. I lose my sense of place, I think, down there. And so much of my writing, of course, stems from the imagery that I'm used to, the images that I grew up around, the images that I continue to surround myself with on a daily basis. So that sense of place has always been important to me.
I want to sink my feet into some Illinois clay, walk along the cornfield in the cool of the day, get a dog and chase a rat. Up a tree, get back to what makes me feel like me. I find a Midwest girl that can handle the cold and doesn't leave wind.
Were you a writer in high school as well?
No, I wasn't, but I was always a couple of things. I was always a good writer, like in college. I was actually a biblical literature major and a history major prior to that, and that is all writing. It's all research and writing. So I did become adept at expressing myself in writing, albeit in very different form from songwriting. But I think where those that connection takes place is when I first started really intentionally listening to lyrics. It was guys like a guy named Chris Knight. I'm not sure if you've heard
of him. Oh, I've talked to Chris, yeah.
Yeah, great. That had been
a
great interview.
Oh, he's a fantastic songwriter and just a fun interview.
Yeah. We went down and saw a few shows of his in Texas last month just to have some time off. Just such a cool guy to talk to. Talked for at length after a couple shows. But him and huge influence on me, Chris Christopherson. And it was all about lyrics. Melody is obviously important, but where I get excited, and where I always did, even before I started writing, before I started playing guitar, lyrics, and songs, and stories. And I guess that's what really gets me excited and jazzed about music. And I think, yeah, that's where you see that crossover from writing essays and research papers to being able to tell my own stories.
Joe Stamm is who we're talking to, the Joe Stamm Band. This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Another song on the EP. There's only three songs on the EP,
right.
So you make it easy on this one. One Night Stands.
Sure.
It's a really interesting song lyrically, if I'm hearing this right, because it's sort of a love story. You're telling someone,
sorry I never called, don't take it personal.
But the line you use is, sorry I never called, but you could never be.
But you can never be the one she was for me.
What are you getting at?
I think...
It sounds like a real diss.
Yeah, well, and I think it's honest.
Okay.
You know, I think when you think of one night stands, you think of just general debauchery or you know, a guy tomcatting around town or a player of sorts. Or when one night stands are talked about in songs, they're usually talked about in that capacity, either celebrating being out in the town and getting drunk and taking somebody home. I didn't think that they'd been quite nuanced in this way, and this way to me is the very honest way, because one night stands for people that have some sort of conscience, at least for somebody who is raised in a very Mennonite Baptist conservative upbringing, a one night stand isn't something you're proud of. It's something you do in a altered state of mind, and you have to live with. And I think it was something I guess I wanted to communicate from that perspective. This didn't happen because I'm trying to fill my ego or there's some kind of conquest, so to speak, that is taking place. Because I think especially that whole kind of frat boy mentality has never been one of my mentalities, and it's not a lot of people's mentalities, and it's not reality.
So you never go home, darling, it's not you. It's me, I'm not the man I want to be. So you never go home, don't take it personally. But you can never be the one she.
How much does biblical literature start to, you know, find its way into your music?
I think it's the same thing we were talking about with landscapes and everything. I think everything seeps into your music. I think more than anything, just my upbringing in that conservative evangelical world influences me. And my reactions to that world in present day, I think. And as I've grown into my current reactions towards that world, all that stuff is captured in different songs that I've written throughout, and I think One Night Stands is certainly one of those.
Well, you're hinting at something here that I want to flesh out.
Sure.
Are you in conflict with the way you grew up and the way you're going professionally right now?
No, but I guess it depends on what you mean by it depends on what you mean. I think there's always a conflict for most people with how they're raised, but and sorting through that and then determining kind of your own worldview and what you really believe. There was many, many years of conflict in terms of how I've come to live my life and what the things I've come to appreciate and the things I've come to be okay with versus the angst and guilt and just expectations of the world that I grew up in. I think that'll always be an ongoing saga. until the day I pass on. But I'm at peace with it more than I ever have been.
Joe Stamm is who we're talking to, the Joe Stamm Band. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Let's do one more song before we end up. And you've just released a brand new single.
Yeah.
Is this going to be on an upcoming album?
It will be. And I think originally when I set out with this project, it was supposed to be a full-length album. And I still think it may. But I think what I might do is I might stretch it out a bit. We released the EP, and now we're ready to start releasing singles. And I think when you release a full album, one thing that happens is you stick it in and you kind of key on two or three songs, and then the rest kind of fades to the background music. And they become skipped pretty easily after one or two listens. And what I want to do is I want to put stuff out there very intentionally that people can digest for a little bit. So I think I'm going to string out some singles for a while. And then once I get to where... yeah, this could be one full album. Well, then I'll package it and put it on the merchandise table. But I think in the meantime, I'm going to start just plugging some songs out and letting people nibble at it for a while.
All right, well, you literally brought a burned copy from your home computer.
I did.
And what's the name of the song?
The song is called Crow Creek.
Grew up swimming on Crow Creek. It ran calm and cool and clean. When the rain would fall in the early spring.
And it's a creek that's about a half mile from my house as the crow flies. And back in 2013, we had a deluge of rain. And it was in April. It was one of those 100-year floods that seem to be happening a lot more often these days. But in any case, it was the first one in a while. And the Illinois River flooded. I live close to the Illinois River. Crow Creek feeds right into it. It's a big creek that feeds right into the Illinois River close to my house. And everything backed up. I had a day job as well, and I had to figure out a way to get home. It took me twice as long. It was pouring down rain. The creeks were flooded over bridges. Roads were closed. And I knew there was nothing I was going to be able to do that night. So I stopped. I grabbed a bottle of whiskey on my way home, and I said, I'm going to write a song. And the song I wrote ends up being Crow Creek. And what the song touches on is several things. The physical nature of brown water in the spring, and when the creeks flood and the river floods, and that river's brown with silt, and the brown water in terms of whiskey, and the impact that both of those things, when the levels of consumption are too high, can drag your life away.
That's Joe Stamm of the Joe Stamm Band. Thanks for stopping into the GLT studio. It's nice to meet you, and I love your music. Yeah, man, this is great.
I appreciate that.